Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it feels like a Monday, but it's really Tuesday. I just got back to Austin, Texas last night. I had a chance to see the family. Been in Los Angeles since last Wednesday night. We had an extremely successful 9/11 Truth Conference, the biggest and most informative ever, according to all of the attendees that we talked to, including the people that were on the panel, our different speakers. And all the glory goes to God. It was a wonderful, informative, historical event that got a lot of international and national news coverage. C-SPAN was there and taped, I'm told, for 2 hours, and that'll be airing sometime this week. We shall have to ascertain when. We're told it'll air at least 3 times, though. I want to open the phones up to give you, the listeners, a chance to talk about all the things that have happened. We have, of course, seen the staged events in England, Canada, and Florida here in the U.S. with patsies. We'll be going over that and why the government is engaging in this. We'll also play about a 7-minute clip of Charlie Sheen introducing myself. And coming up later in the week, we'll play large portions of my hour-and-a-half long keynote speech and some of the other speeches that were given by Dr. Bob Bowman, Webster Tarpley, Jim Fetzer, and many, many others. 911 conspiracy theorists gather at L.A. conference. That is the Reuters headline that got the most attention. We'll be reading this article on air and commenting on it. Then, of course, we have our normal cornucopia of police state news. Bush ignores laws he inks, vexing Congress. Even laws he passes, he says he doesn't have to follow. This out of the Associated Press. Transportation Chief Norman Mineta resigns. We'll also get into Limbaugh detained at airport and caught with Viagra and other drugs. Now, notice the media, Drudge spun this. The headline was Limbaugh caught with Viagra. And I thought, well, that's no big deal. Even though it's a prescription drug and he didn't have a prescription for it. But so I flipped over to the article, and that was amongst other drugs. So see, that's how neocons spin it. And listen, I don't care if Rush Limbaugh has painkillers. I don't care if Rush Limbaugh has Viagra. I think drug abuse is a serious problem, but it is a disease, ladies and gentlemen. Humans have always had trouble with drugs. I don't use these drugs, but I believe that you shouldn't be sent to prison for having them. You should be given help. And I'll get into the drug war today a little bit when I read this article, but I've heard this big, fat, and I mean his soul is fat, I don't mean he's fat, this big, fat liar, over and over again, get up there and attack young people and defend, putting individuals in jail for 10, 15 years the first time they're caught with narcotics. I've heard him defend it going back 15 years. In fact, I remember 15 years ago listening to Limbaugh when I was still in high school. I was a senior in high school, and agreeing with him, and Limbaugh manipulating my mind. And I don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate him being a hypocrite. I want him to go to prison. I demand that he go to prison. Now, I didn't say this before. I said, let's forgive him. Let's leave him alone. But here he is back at it again. And since he got busted with drugs, I have heard him yet again get on air and defend it, but then still call for strong drug laws. That's it, buddy. You've been given enough chances. You need to go to jail. I'm done. I'm done with this hypocrite. I don't know about you. I'm just sick of it. He's about as conservative as Bill Clinton. That's how these people operate. They pose as conservatives to neutralize conservatives. Limbaugh didn't warn you about Bush's gun grabbing, about Bush's open border policy, about Bush signing on to the UN and UNESCO. He just sits there and pacifies people, and he's a hypocrite, and I'm sick of him. Listen, if you get caught with drugs and it's nonviolent, I don't think you should go to prison, okay? I'm saying Limbaugh should because he's a hypocrite. He really is. And I can't believe that since he's been busted before and pled guilty now that he's still out there promoting the drug war. That's it. Throw him into prison and get rid of the key. Throw away the key. That is it. This person is disgusting. There's nothing sicker. It's one thing to be a hypocrite, but then to be caught in it and to continue with it, it's just unconscionable. We'll be right back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to give you in-depth coverage of the historical 9/11 Truth Conference that we had in Los Angeles. Over 1,200 people ended up attending. We're going to have Jim Fetzer with us coming up the next hour, Professor Jim Fetzer, who has retired from the university up there in Minnesota just to focus full-time now on exposing 9/11. He's in the process of retiring. He was one of our most powerful speakers, and he went on Hannity and Combs Thursday night. Ollie North was on the program. I know Jack Blood talked some about this Friday. We're going to be airing that again and letting Professor Fetzer comment on the hit piece and how he basically countered them in a fashion that they were unaccustomed to. They're normally used to people just whimpering and begging and rolling over to their twisted propaganda on the neocon news channel. So that's all coming up. You're going to get a chance to hear some of the comments and things that Charlie Sheen had to say. That's coming up in this hour as well. Charlie Sheen introducing myself there. And throughout the week, we're going to play large excerpts of some of the speeches from the 9/11 conference in Los Angeles over the weekend. I want to thank everybody that did come out to the event. It was historical. It was wonderful. And there was a lot of mainstream and alternative media there. I know there's a question that's on everyone's minds because we're getting hundreds of emails and dozens of calls about it as we speak. When is C-SPAN going to air the roughly 2 hours that they taped of the panel discussion from Sunday morning? First, I was told this Wednesday. Now they're saying this weekend because they want time to promote it, and then it will air 3 times. We do not have a show date yet for you. We're told it could be going up on the C-SPAN 1 website at any time. You can go there and look for 9/11 Scholars Symposium, the Neocon Agenda. That's what they're going to be listing it as. And so as soon as we find out, or as soon as you find out, give us a call and we will post it and let everyone know about it. It's important to promote this so that when it does air, everyone can tune in and get just a small portion, a small bird's eye window tower view into what happened this weekend. It was wonderful. But right now, let's go ahead and air Professor Fetzer so we can comment and analyze it. 4 minutes, 10 seconds from Fox Television last week when he went on Hannity and Combs, but instead of Hannity and instead of Hannity being there, it was Combs, and it was good old Ollie North. Here it is.
Making their way onto the campuses of some major American universities. Joining us now, the co-chairman of Scholars for 9/11 Truth, Professor Emeritus at the University of Minnesota at Duluth, James Fetzer. Professor, thank you so much for being with us. First of all, is this a required course? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it a required course?
Well, you got your facts, Fox, I'm sorry to say. In fact, I created an organization of faculty and experts to study 9/11, not to teach in courses.
Right.
But I must tell you what we have discovered.
Well, I just want to be clear. Because
certainly qualify as material for an important course.
So you're saying you're not teaching this? I want to be clear here. You're not teaching a course in this.
No, you're confused, and I hope that Fox usually does a better job on their research than this.
All right, so there
but I created an organization of faculty and scholars to study 9/11.
All right, I want to be clear on this.
We discovered that practically everything the government has told us about it is false.
Yeah, I want to get into that in a moment. I just want to be clear. So as far as you know, there is no course on 9/11 conspiracy theories being taught at your university or any place else that you know of?
That's right, but it's a great idea. I would certainly support having such a course because there's a lot of material to work with.
All right, and what evidence do you have that the government was involved, that Cheney knew, that anybody in the chain of command knew ahead of time that this was going to happen on 9/11? Can you give us any piece of evidence that would substantiate that argument?
Absolutely. For example, Norman Mineta testified to the 9/11 commission that he observed Dick Cheney in an underground bunker when a young aide came up to him and repeatedly told him, sir, it's 50 miles out, sir, it's 30 miles, sir, it's 10 miles out, sir, do the orders still stand? Cheney turned around, jumped on him, nearly bit off his head and said, of course the orders still stand. Have you heard anything different? The order had to be to not shoot down the plane that was approaching the Pentagon. After all, the order should have been to shoot it down. Shooting it down would be the obvious thing to do when you consider that you're going to lose the passengers in the plane if you shoot it down, but if you don't, you're going to use the passengers in the plane and also, of course, all the personnel and property at the target.
Hey, Prof, let me ask you, I want to go back to something in an exchange that you and Alan just had a moment ago. In fairness to our producers, when they talked to you earlier, you said that courses are being taught in which these conspiracy theories are advanced to the students. Am I correct?
No, you're not correct.
Okay.
What I said to him was in courses on critical thinking, sometimes issues related to, for example, tax cuts or global warming or reasons for going to war in Iraq might be discussed as examples, but I know of no courses as such that are being taught that way.
So let me ask, how big is this group of professors that you've put together, that this organization you formed, that gives credence, if you will, to the theory you just advanced about 9/11?
Well, there are over 300 members, Colonel North, including about 200 with advanced research skills, and about 85 that have affiliations, including physicists, mechanical engineers, pilots, aeronautical engineers.
Sure.
We've discovered that the Twin Towers were brought down by controlled demolition. We've discovered that the Osama bin Laden appears to have had nothing to do with
it. Help me out here. Having been involved in a couple of controversial undertakings over my years in government service, How many people in the government were part of this conspiracy that you envisioned? Hundreds? Thousands?
No, Ollie. I think it's a small number. You know about classified, controlled operations where everything's compartmentalized.
Yeah.
Do you know, Ollie, that the FBI has confirmed that they have no hard evidence relating Osama bin Laden to the events of 9/11? Are you aware of that?
Well, Osama bin Laden himself claims that. I mean, they didn't manufacture those tapes.
This is the FBI, Ollie. This is the FBI that has affirmed in the last couple of weeks they have no hard evidence tying Osama bin Laden to 9/11.
And so all of these people that died on 9/11 were, as you're articulating, died as a consequence of what our government did.
we're trying to find out exactly what happened. Our government has a considerable reputation for telling things that are not true.
All right, Ollie. Professor, we thank you very much for coming on tonight. Coming up, former Israeli Prime Minister.
So they cut him off because they were having a lot of trouble dissecting what he was saying and what he was doing. Those segments are normally about 6.5 minutes long. They cut it off about 2 minutes shy of that. And Professor Fetzer will be joining us to talk about the conference and that confrontation on Fox News with Oliver North. You know, we always hear from people out there, especially in the establishment, that it's impossible to carry out an attack this big because the people would have learned of it if the government was involved. Well, number one, the Manhattan Project had over 10,000 people, really the number's around 12,000, intimately involved at Los Alamos and other secret laboratories in the American Southwest for 3.5 years, conservatively. And no one found out about it until those two A-bombs were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki at the end of World War II. Now, that's the historical record. It cannot be debated. So really, over 12,000 people. I always say 10,000, but I even looked at the number last week because I was going to talk about it in a speech, and it was around 12,000 individuals involved. That is in the upper compartment, the top of the pyramidal power structure. There were hundreds of thousands involved in the enrichment and creating the precursors and the machining and the preparation who had large portions of the project. But around 12,000 that were intimately involved, 12,000 people for 3+ years in total secrecy, no one knowing until those bombs were dropped. Okay? And they have kept so many other huge projects and operations in secret. In fact, here's an even better example. U.S. troops, between 1,000 and in some cases 10,000 plus advisors, at the beginning it was around 1,000, starting in 1959 with Eisenhower, were in French Southeast Asia, what you know today, what we know today as Vietnam. They were in Southern Vietnam. They went in to back up the French and others. And it wasn't until 1964 that the war was officially announced, and we had over 6,000 casualties from the troops. So they could keep upwards of 10,000, was really higher than that by 64, but they could keep 10,000 advisors there. 6,000 plus could die. In 5 years, from 59 to 64, really over 5 years, and no one even knew about it here in the United States. 6,000 plus dead troops, a huge military action, and they were able to come talk to the families when they delivered the caskets, tell them it was an accident, tell them it was a construction accident, tell them they crashed in a helicopter, tell them they crashed in a cargo plane. They were able to keep, I think the number was like 6,400 and something that died as advisors in those 5 years. They were able to keep 6,000 plus dead people secret and keep a covert war secret for 5 years. Now, that's on the record, completely declassified, public record, not debatable. So they kept that secret. So I don't want to hear that you couldn't keep 9/11 secret. By the way, now they tried for a few years. They have it now. It's come out. People have blown the whistle in the government. It is now part of the record. We have exposed it. So history shows you can keep it secret for a while, but you can't keep it secret forever. And yes, we're exposing it today. That is the bottom line on this subject. Now I want to shift gears on 9/11 for a little while. I want to get into Bush ignores laws that he signs, vexing Congress, AP headline. Actual headline is Bush ignores laws he inks, vexing Congress. Transportation Chief Norman Mineta resigns. We'll get into Limbaugh detained at airport with Viagra and, quote, other prescription drugs. At the same time, a scrawled Bush threat sparks California port scare to show the hysteria. This is out of Reuters. The Reuters article about our 9/11 meeting we had and several others. U.S. court to rule on pivotal case on global warming, but they're really pushing that right now. So much more is coming up today. I'm honored to be your host. Very thankful to be here. And it is just wonderful to be alive and fighting the new world order. We're glad you're along with us riding shotgun in this process of exposing and defeating these global criminals. Stay with us.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide, featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning, Tom. Oh, you don't look well.
I took your advice about the spoonful of sugar. It didn't give me the energy you said it would.
Spoonful of sugar, right. That's an embarrassing pastime. I'm a changed woman, Tom. I found the products at OPCPure.com to be exceptional. They're all natural, energy-giving supplements, restore your body's health, and keeps you going without groggy side effects.
Spoonful of OPCPure.com, huh?
Ooh, I love the sound of that. Just a spoonful of OPCPure.com helps the energy go up. Pure, unadulterated, raw energy. Go for it.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
One more comment on Ollie North on that Fox News piece from Hannity and Combs. Notice he goes, these aren't made up tapes of Bin Laden. We have the tapes. They're not made up. And of course, he's a consummate liar. He knows they're made up. The fat Bin Laden tape of 4 years ago has been certified to be a fake. Not only does the visual naked eye show you that it's a totally different person, they've had linguists listen to the accent. It's someone completely different who was obviously raised in the West. This is major universities. And they took real Bin Laden tapes from years past and created a voice print key, which is 100%. You know, you can call your voicemail, a lot of phone companies, it's all voice print. Get into your business by voice print. They can take the real Bin Laden, create a voice print key, take the other one, and it's a totally different person. It doesn't work. And then they also admit that most of these, if not all these Bin Laden tapes we see on television are old, re-edited videos pre-9/11. I mean, it's just unbelievable how fraudulent all of this is. This is the same crowd that's been caught creating fake WMD documents. This is the crowd that's been caught lying and lying and lying and lying. And plus, last week, right when I left town, they announced they found WMDs again. I haven't counted up how many times it's been. It's got to be more than 15 times. It's probably something like 20 times. I was trying to scan back over my memory when I got to L.A. late Wednesday night, and I turned on CNN and Fox. It was, we found the WMDs. We found them. And they had White House officials on and others going, well, why hasn't the president come out and said this vindicates him? Well, the president says this isn't exactly the WMDs they meant. What they do is, what they've done from the invasion in 2003 now to 2006, is every few months they go to an admitted UN-inspected site where Saddam did have a WMD program before the invasion that were all discovered during the UN takeover of late 1991, 1992, where they went into hundreds of sites and destroyed them, buried them, blew them up. Remember? Remember? So most of the hoaxes we've seen every few months this happens, they go, we found WMDs. To the point of, if you talk to a neocon on the street, and I've had arguments on buses, on planes, on trains, I've had arguments at the grocery store, a neocon will walk up and go, we saw this in Crawford, it's in my new film Terror Storm. And they'll go, no, they found the WMDs, the media just won't report it. Well, wait a minute, the White House won't come out and say that's WMDs now, because they can't, because it isn't. It's discovered, certified, destroyed sites with stuff like sarin and really primitive World War I stuff like mustard gas. And they'll go show some destroyed factories and sites and say, oh, look, we discovered it. It's a fraud. And then there's really manifest frauds, patented frauds, where they'll go, oh, look, we found two mobile weapons anthrax labs. Now, day one, the troops found that. The British troops found it. They knew it was British. It had British serial numbers. It was in the James Weapons Dictionary that the weapons inspectors carry. They knew that Saddam had bought over 20 of these. They're for pumping up hydrogen balloons, unmanned video blimps, that they put up during the trench warfare of the Iran-Iraq war that went on for almost 8 years. They knew it, the minute one, it's now been totally documented, within weeks of them announcing these mobile anthrax vans, that they were for pumping up balloons, that they were for inflating unmanned hydrogen balloons for tethered blimp surveillance. Our own government has these. They have them on the southwest border for, quote, drug interdiction. The British use these in the channel. They knew, and the British are the main manufacturers of these, and these were British manufactured. But still, neocon websites, and they've got reports they've put out, and they sell books claiming, I've even bought books, you know, that we found the WMDs. Here's the smoking gun report, smoking gun book. We've had these idiot guests on, and they know what they're doing. They go, oh, see, we found the mobile weapons trucks. It's a hot air balloon blimp. To be technical, they're not hot air. That would be the more primitive type. They are hydrogen blimps. Because you use the cheaper gas, hydrogen, because it's flammable. You can use that in warfare. Helium's very expensive, really only comes from the United States. So a lot of foreign countries use hydrogen still. Side issue, it doesn't really matter. The point is, they knew they were for surveillance blimps, and they lied and said that they were anthrax laboratories. I mean, this is how ridiculous it is. And I have to have arguments with these low-grade morons out here who like to be lied to, we'll grab onto any fraud and believe it. And it's the same thing with the new report of WMDs. And it's all the same. It's a psyops. They know they can't prove it. They know the administration can't be connected to it. So they have their surrogates in the media discover they found WMDs. The White House won't make a statement on it because they know it isn't true. And it's the same thing here again. Remember how they said, oh, we found a mass grave. We don't know why there are all these caskets in a warehouse full of skeletons and sand. And then it was admitted that it was a certified site from 92, a war dead exchange site from dead they dug up in the desert from the Iran-Iraq war where they exchanged the dead with the Iranians. Didn't matter. They got them a week of, we found the grisly mass grave in a warehouse. See how this works?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste, and obnoxious odors like sulfur. Even nitrates and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum aren't extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
All right, callers, your calls are coming up. But first, I want to air the introduction that Charlie Sheen gave me at the event Saturday, American Scholar Symposium, 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. Professor Fetzer joins us at the start of the next hour. And then in the third hour, just for a quick update, her case got thrown out of court. The medical doctor, the Chinese-American, who Bush had arrested, and they were going to charge her under terrorism charges for simply confronting President Bush and the president of China on organ harvesting of political dissidents in China. So good news on that front. That is coming up. But before we air this little seven-minute clip of Charlie Sheen, I wanted to go to Debbie Morrow of New Millennium Concepts. Listen, hurricane season's here. There's all sorts of problems. There's all sorts of serious things going on. You need the high-quality, gravity-fed, made-in-America Big Berkeys. They also have the British Berkeys, if you prefer those. And they support this broadcast. And you also get them at wholesale prices. One of these standard filters will cost you $300 at a camping supply store. And guaranteed, they bought it from these guys. They're the manufacturer of the American-made, and they're the main national distributor of the British Berkey. So you save over $100. It's made in America. They support this type of broadcast. But on top of all of that, ladies and gentlemen, the crisis is now. It isn't over the hill. The water is full of every type of toxin you can imagine that's admitted, herbicides, pesticides, dead bacteria, even if the chlorine does its job, the sodium, stannous, fluoride, again, there's different types. There's the sodium, the stannous, they're all mixed together in a poison cocktail. The type of fluoride they use is admittedly just a toxic waste. filled with other toxins. That's on the record. They have a special filter that goes on the Berkey filters that takes that out. There's really no other filters that do that. It's so hard to take the fluoride out. They have that available. Then they have little sports bottles that are free gifts when you order a big filter that do 630 refills of tap water, 130-something of swamp water, and they just reduce it to safe levels. So when you're at the store or at the gym or wherever, you can use this. It's great for your children at school. Folks, it's the perfect place to put poison is in the water, and they're doing it by design. We have the documents. Now is the time to call and take advantage of the specials they're offering right now. Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much for having me. I heard you had a real successful time in California.
I'd be on cloud nine right now if I hadn't woken up with a horrible backache this morning.
Oh, that's from traveling.
I know. Well, any time I don't sleep enough and I stress myself out for 3 or 4 days in a row, that's how my body responds. Doesn't happen very often, but, boy, I could barely get out of bed this morning.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. You need to hydrate yourself. You know, that's the thing about Berkey water. Drink lots of water, and it hydrates all those discs in between the bones and floats them better. So drink lots of Berkey water.
Absolutely. Debbie, tell us about a couple of the specials. Tell us why the Berkey Made in America is the best.
Well, the reason that the Berkey water filter purification elements with the black filters are the best is because they actually take out the pathogens to a non-detectable level, and they don't require any electricity or water pressure. And you can take them anywhere, and you can use them all the time, not just in cases of emergency. So it is a filter system that you can have for everyday use, and then, God forbid, there is an emergency, you do have that opportunity to use it then, too. And the specials that we're having right now, we have an Alex Jones special, where if you get the Berkey Light with the lights, or if you get one of our Royal Berkeys, Imperial or Crown Berkeys, you can choose between either two Berkey Sport bottles, or you can get 1 kg of shower filter, or the new LED flashlight that has the smart switch on it to save the power on that flashlight and also as a flasher. And so we do want to make that offer available to the Alex Jones listeners. Judy and I are here to answer any of questions that y'all have.
And you have the solar panels. You have the solar panels that charge radios, cell phones, and that hook in to the base of the Berkey system with the lights, that has the lights and all the systems in it, the LEDs that burn for hundreds of years.
Absolutely. And those solar panels are real handy and have lots of different attachments.
All right, Debbie, I'm going to give the number. I want people to call. Tell them it's an Alex Jones special. Take advantage of this. 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438. If you call, the number's busy, call right back. Or if it goes to voicemail, leave your name and number. Debbie or her assistants will call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. Don't wait, ladies and gentlemen. And at the same time, you can go to berkeywater.com and order off the secure shopping cart and tell them what free gift you want in the comment section. They'll ship it out to your UPS. Berkeywater.com, the left-hand side of Infowars.com. We have a big, fat banner that links through over to berkeywater.com, or you can order the exact same filtration systems and get the same free gifts on the shopping cart of Infowars.com. Debbie, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me, Alex. God bless.
Take care. All right, I'm going to go to your calls. If you missed that number, it's 888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com. I'm going to go to your calls, but without further ado, Charlie Sheen has so much courage. Charlie Sheen had the idea to have this conference. We were talking on the phone when he was getting ready to come on my radio show a few months ago, now almost 3 months ago. And he said, you know, Alex, we ought to have a film festival here in L.A. I could invite some of my actor friends and director friends and producer friends and writer friends. And, boy, were they at the meeting. A lot of people just think stars are what's important in Hollywood. A lot of people didn't notice who was in the crowd, and I had some great meetings with some really prominent people, and one of them, I'm not going to get into it. They didn't say don't talk about them, but I'm just not going to. One of them's produced some of the biggest movies out there, written some of the biggest films out there, some of the films that have got little anti-New World Order messages. I always wondered why we saw that in them. Okay, I'm not going to say the name, but the point is, fully aware of the New World Order, one of them's making a film that's coming out that's going to be a big blockbuster. I mean, it's a $80, $100 million movie to make, they were telling me, about government-sponsored terror. I'm just going to leave it at that. Once it's out, I'll talk about it. It's about a year out. They're shooting it right now. And it was just great. And so Charlie had this idea, and he was going to MC it. And I was just going to help organize it and be part of it. And then all of this garbage happened. He was told at many levels to shut up about 9/11 or else. And then they warned him again. He went on Jimmy Kimmel. And then, boy, they unleashed the firestorm through some of their surrogates. Total dirty tricks, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, he was point blank told. But he was still there with the courage, still went on stage, still introduced me, was still part of it. And now Lord knows what's going to happen to him next. I'm sure it'll be horrible. We had little discussions about that, and he said, well, I'm probably sunk now, but it's the right thing to do. So it's just so amazing to see this type of courage. Here it is, Charlie Sheen introducing myself.
Presenting our next speaker is a man who needs no introduction. His recent courageous radio and television interviews have sparked a worldwide momentum in favor of the 9/11 truth movement. He is the star of over 100 major motion pictures, including Wall Street, Red Dawn, and Platoon. Currently, you can see him on CBS's Two and a Half Men. Ladies and gentlemen, the indestructible Charlie Sheen.
That is so moving. Thank you. Thank you all for coming. Good evening.
Thank you.
Everybody's making a big deal about what I did, and I just felt like I was pursuing the truth. That's all. But I want to talk about what we're doing today, more specifically. We are here today to effect a change. We are here today to ask those still sleeping to wake up and join us. We are here today to present a case forged in science at the bedrock and common sense in its foundation. We are here today to fire a warning shot across the bow of mainstream media to remind them of their original responsibility as civil and political watchdogs. We are here today because fear is never a good enough reason to do nothing. We are here today to fuel the deconstruction of the official myth. We are here today to hold our course, to bang our drums, to sharpen our focus.
Yeah!
We are also here today to exercise our right to assemble. Our right to speak freely. And our right to choose. We are here today to begin draining the cesspool of lies and distortion we refuse to drown in any longer. We are here today to unleash a juggernaut of truth. We are also here today to honor the victims and the families of 9/11.
Yeah!
We're here today for our children. As well as their children. In our country's great history, every seminal movement, every groundbreaking event, every pioneer moment began with one person. A person with a vision. A person with an undying passion. A person who could not and would not do nothing. A person who risked everything to stand naked in the eye of the storm, in the mouth of the beast, in the crosshairs of oppression. We are blessed to have such a person with us today. A true patriot, a real American, a genuine hero. It is with great honor that I introduce our next speaker. Please join me in welcoming my friend, my comrade, my brother in arms, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, Alex Jones.
What's it like to see all these energized people? I mean, this was your idea really originally to have a truth convergence here in Los Angeles. What do you think of this?
This is real, and it's inspiring.
I'm inspired by your speech, I don't know that. Lastly, what was it like when you took that plunge? Because we talked about it. I mean, Charlie knew what he was doing. He's not a stupid guy, he's smart. What was it like when you took that plunge, when you decided to go public and speak out, when everybody else, you know, in Hollywood seems to know what's going on, they didn't have the will that you had, the courage. How did you do that?
I just got tired of listening to the lies and knew it was time to do something, but specifically that plunge was like, I guess, jumping out of an airplane, you know, not knowing if I had a parachute.
Well, Charlie Sheen, I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank the crowd for being here, and I'm just honored to have you here with us. There's no way to top it. You said it was like Shakespeare.
It was. Come on.
Charlie, thank you so much for being here. Well, that's history right there. That is history. And he knew exactly what he was doing when he went on my radio show twice, when he went on Jimmy Kimmel, when he'd been told to shut up. He knew exactly what he was doing Saturday and Sunday when he was there, when he spoke out. And we'll get a story out on his comments now. I know Paul Watson's listening. We'll get the transcript of what Mr. Sheen had to say and get that video posted for you. It's up on YouTube right now. I hope all of you will go to InfoWars.com. And spread it to the four winds immediately. Let's go ahead and start going to some of your calls, my friends. Throughout the week, we'll have more of the speeches and more of the comments and more of the questions from the listeners, from the attendees for you here on the Alex Jones Show on the one, the only GCN Radio Network. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Texas. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. The big mystery I always had, I wasn't sure what, you know, Limbaugh with his EIB network. And it's pretty obvious now that's short for and in bottle based on his little trip coming back there yesterday, which I just found disgusting. I found your comments to be right on the head about that guy. And I'm sure you're aware of this. A lot of people aren't. But, you know, Bush and those guys were clamoring about the New York Times. But if folks go to the WhiteHouse.gov website, they will find a press release dated November 7, 2001, where they had a press conference outlining specifically this program, how Bush was going to implement it. I think that's very interesting.
For those that don't know about them calling the New York Times traitors, which is totally staged, they're New World Order all the way. New York Times reporters were working for the government, lying about yellow cake, uranium, and aluminum tubes. That's on record. But for those that don't know the backstory on what you're talking about, tell them.
Well, I watched it last night, and they decided to go ahead and run this article, and obviously they got information leaked to them from somewhere inside the government. And I saw this lady on Chris Matthews was going nuts with Al Sharpton. She was a version of Coulter, and they're talking, they're trying to prosecute. They want these jail times for these guys. It's just disgusting. And Joe Scarborough, a Republican, last night I saw him, and God bless him, he said, this is... Excuse my French, but he said...
All right, listen, I appreciate your call, sir. Take care. if they are allowed to set the precedent to start prosecuting reporters for getting classified material. Remember, a month ago, the Supreme Court ruled that a state prosecutor in Southern California who found out police were framing people and lying on the stand, he said, I can't be part of this. This is the prosecutor. He said, we cannot do this. And he got demoted, and now I'm told fired, and he sued over it. And the Supreme Court said, yeah, you're not protected. You can't report on corruption. And there have been other cases where courts have said, well, your boss was, you know, caught having sex with the secretary on the desk. I mean, these are real cases. And you reported it and got fired, and you're not allowed to. And this is in government. I mean, it's things like this, or your boss got caught, you know, ordering employees to write checks to him, claiming they were for expenses. That's another case in the government. And then you get fired if you report on that. I mean, they're doing, you know, let's arrest reporters for reporting on corruption. Let's arrest. This is the criminals trying to suppress what's happening.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Jason in New York was up next. He just hung up, so we'll go to Jason in Maryland, John, Jim, and others. Before I do that, just briefly, now for 4 or 5 days, we've had Terror Storm up on PrisonPlanet.tv for members in high bandwidth and low bandwidth in three different types of... platforms for you. My new film, Terror Storm, it is 99% the official version that will be coming out. As soon as the film's completely done and a little bit tightened up and remixed, we'll be putting it up in the next week or so on PrisonPlanet.tv, the totally, you know, final official version. Then in the next month, I'll have the extras done, the extra little Easter eggs, as they call them, that'll go on the DVD. It'll probably have about 30, 45 minutes of extra footage and information on the official DVD that comes out in about a month. Until then, though, it's too important to wait. I am putting out the American Scholar Symposium version. I only made about 1,100 copies of this. We took 1,000 to the event. We only sold about half of them. And so there's about 400, 500 of these. We haven't counted them. It looks like 500, 400 and something. We're going to sell these, and then that's it in the next month. It's going up on the website right now. It doesn't have extras on it, but you'll have it first. And it's really a little special edition because it'll be a little bit different than the edition you finally get on the official DVD, and even the menu says American Scholar Symposium. So it's a collector's item, and yes, I will sign every single copy that goes out of this. I will sign the jacket of every single copy, the copies we've got. And when they're gone, they're gone. So go to Infowars.com. I think it's up there right now. Order it, or you can call the toll-free number 1-888-253-3139. It's Terror Storm, the American Scholar Symposium Special Edition version. It's just, we cannot wait. We got to get this out now. It's there for PrisonPlanet.tv members right now, and they'll get the other two versions that are coming out. We have to rush this out. We cannot wait. The globalists could carry out terror at any moment. We've got to get this out there in the people's hands. So Infowars.com, get your copy right now of Terror Storm. It is available. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15 cent a day, $5.95 a month membership right now, and see it online. Burn copies of it on the disc. Give it to people. Take action. Get Terror Storm out to everyone right now via PrisonPlanet.tv or going to Infowars.com and ordering a hard copy right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Maryland. Jason, you're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. I want to take a second and thank you. I know you don't like to hear it, but I think you're humble. Thank you very much for being a patriot and standing for the truth. We know that they killed William Cooper. They've killed many men who have taken a stand for the truth, and I appreciate it. Thank you, Charlie Sheen, for putting your career on the line and your life on the line. It took a lot of guts. Thank you very much, sir. Wow. Three or four years ago, I called you and asked you why you weren't dead, if these things were true. Since then, I've been studying very hard, and I know that everything you've said is true, that you validate and verify everything, every fact that you put out. And now I wonder more why you're not insane from fighting your way up this slippery slope when there's so much disinformation out there. When Oliver North, a traitor to the country, can be called a great Christian on TBN, we live in the Twilight Zone. And just thank you, Alex, for what you're doing.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate that, Jason. Let me comment on that. I'm alive, number one, because God wants me to be alive. Okay? Number two, if they kill me, I'll become a martyr. Because the people who get killed are the ones that sequester themselves, that are working on something big. The government learns of it. They come and kill them. I've done a lot of work. I've put my work out there. I'm just one more person in the fight. Frankly, I've never tried to make myself the big leader because that really does make it dangerous. But as things develop, that's the position I go into. And, you know, don't be surprised if the enemy strikes me down. But life's short, folks. I'm living at 110%. I couldn't be more alive. And it doesn't matter. I've counted the cost. I know what I've got to do. There's a better chance they'll set me up with something. That's what they do to people they don't want to kill. They try to destroy you. And if I'm destroyed, c'est la vie.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Introduce